Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we back on the air. Welcome back to yet another Carefully Reckless episode with Jess Hilarious. Now, this week, I brought somebody back because they did so good the first time. What's your name? Tell them.
Ashton James.
Hey, that's what's up. My baby back in here. What you got to say? You got to say this stuff. What you say?
What's up, y'all? It's Carefully Reckless.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. I might have to use that, okay? Listen, so I want to talk about something that is absolutely trending in the world. It doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon, and that is COVID. And I just want to get inside of your little mind to see how it has affected your social life, how it has affected school for you, how it has affected, you know, just your everyday living. Have you ever had COVID?
No, but one time I thought I did because I was having a lot of symptoms. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't smell, I couldn't taste. Mm-hmm. I was coughing and sneezing a lot.
Yeah. Were you scared that you had it?
Yes.
So you thought that you had it one time. Okay. And then you got tested and it was negative, right?
Yes.
And that was when you were with Dad?
Yes.
Okay. Has anyone else that you know had COVID ever?
Yeah. My sister had COVID before.
Okay. How did it affect her? Was she in any pain or what?
No, I don't think she was in pain.
Yeah. I think your dad did tell me that she was asymptomatic.
Yeah, she had to stay away from us a lot because my dad didn't want us to get COVID.
Yeah, so that was called the what? When you got to stay away, it begins with a Q.
Quarantine?
Yes, that's the quarantine period. You have to isolate yourself. And at first, the CDC, they were saying that it was 14 days, and it went from 14 to 10 days. Now it's 5 days. And, you know, there's a new strain out, and y'all are currently out of school. Before the holiday break, y'all were out of school due to this, right? Wasn't it like an outbreak in your school?
Yeah, my cousin actually had it.
Yeah, okay, so your cousin had it, but he was good. We checked on him, and he was feeling sick, but he was good. You know, like he was eventually fine. My sister had it, and you know, your aunt definitely caught it too, and then her mom caught it. Like, it was a lot. It was a lot.
Yeah, mommy, you had it too, and I was worried about you.
I know. I did actually have COVID. I had it in, it was like July or August in 2020. I did, and I remember I was on a damn date, and I couldn't
taste.
I couldn't taste. I was tasting my food, and I couldn't taste anything. So then I started tasting his food, and I couldn't taste it. And then he was trying to blame it on the fact that it was a white restaurant and they didn't use any seasoning. I'm like, nah, nigga, I can't taste. This is like, I put salt and pepper. I put hot sauce on it. Now, I could taste the hot sauce very faintly, but I couldn't really taste it a lot. So that kind of like, that's when I knew I had it. When I got one of the Binax home COVID tests, I took it.
and positive.
And it was positive. And it really, really, you know, it really scared me because I had to isolate myself. I had to be quarantined. And the worst thing about catching COVID literally is you're alone. You have to be alone, right?
Yes.
How would you feel if you had to catch it? Like, what would you, how would you prepare yourself? Like, if you caught it, how would you feel not being able to be around anybody?
I would be mad because, like, you can't be with your friends or you can't be around your family. You're going to have to sit in your house alone.
Mm-hmm. So even with COVID, you know, they shut y'all school down. Y'all had to be virtual for a while. How does that make you feel? How do you like virtual? Like, how? What about it don't you like?
I don't like virtual don't like because mm-hmm. you have to be on school through a computer, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of things that you have to do, mm-hmm. and it's hard for some people.
Mm-hmm. And you want that personal one-on-one time with your teacher.
Correct? Yes.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, it's not always good because it's not good socially for you, but it's actually teaching you technology because you didn't know how to work a laptop before virtual school, right?
No.
You didn't know how to work it, right?
No.
So that's what they're teaching you. They're teaching you technology, you know, because what did you ask me to buy you for Christmas? And you would have never asked for this had you not done school virtually. What did you ask me to buy you?
A MacBook.
You asked me to buy you a MacBook, a laptop, period. I'm like, what the hell you need a laptop for? You have other things. You have, like, what did you get for Christmas? Let them know what you got for Christmas.
I only got a gaming chair.
Did you put only in front of that?
No, I got a gaming chair, AirPods, a headset, electric scooter, V-Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Money.
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about baby got new shoes, baby got clothes. I'm talking about don't play with me. Because even though that ain't no gift that you can play with, that's still clothes on your back, shoes on your feet. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a bank account. Okay. That you got that. You got a savings and you got a check-ins, you know? So I need for you to be very, very careful with that only word. All right?
Yes.
I need for you to be careful with it. So, you know, they just started administering these vaccines to children. How would you feel personally about getting the vaccine? Would you want to get it or do you?
No, because you have to get two shots.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take the vaccine, it's just going to lower your chance of getting COVID. It's not like it's going to keep you protected from COVID.
Yeah. So you're saying, like, if you can still catch it, why would you even want to get it?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. And I this is how I feel about the vaccine. Okay. So the vaccine is supposed to be like an immunity booster. And they also have a booster too, but it's supposed to help with your immune system. If there is nothing wrong with your immune system, I feel like you can survive COVID. It ain't even what I feel. You can. You can survive COVID with a great immune system. I think the vaccine should literally only be for like old people or people who can't fight off these diseases and viruses and stuff because their immune system is old. And it's, yo, why you gotta laugh, yo? It's, yo, stop laughing. Listen, if niggas got an old immune system, they got an old immune system. It's old and rusty. And that's what, yo, why you laughing? Why you laughing, bro? No, in all seriousness, I feel like the vaccine is for people who have really, really bad health issues and for old people. Old people need help fighting off these viruses and stuff like that, you know? So the vaccine should only be for them. Like, why are they giving kids vaccines?
For real? That's what I'm being saying.
Huh?
That's what I be saying.
Yeah, no, for sure. Do you know any of your friends? You know if any of your friends got the vaccine? You don't got to say their names, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You do? They did it? How did they say they felt?
They said it made them feel nervous because when they got to the hospital, they was nervous of taking the shot.
Okay. And did they have any symptoms? Like, did they get sick?
Yes. They had, like trouble, like, smelling and tasting.
Not breathing, but tasting and smelling. Yeah, and that's why a lot of people feel like, it's just like the flu shot. That's why you've never got a flu shot. I've never gotten you the flu shot. You know, now when you get older, you can do whatever you want. But I've never gotten you a flu shot. I've never gotten a flu shot. The only shot that, you know, your grandmother ever made me take or, you know, was tetanus, my tetanus shot. And my shots when I was a baby, when I'm first born and all that shit, you know, but.
Dogs get shots too, because, you know, when they're first born, they have to get a lot of shots before they can walk.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of like a baby. Like when a baby human is born, we have to get a lot of shots, like, you know, because babies don't come out just eating. And some babies, they don't latch on to the breast when it's time to breastfeed. They won't drink the milk. So shots, you get like different vitamins and all types of stuff for your body that you need, you know. But as far as a vaccine or a flu shot, I've never gotten you any of that. Like, I never got you the chickenpox vaccine. I've not, never, ever got it. Never gotten it for you. And I really wanted to raise you holistically.
Huh?
What is that?
Holistically is just natural ways of healing your body, natural ways of living. Like, for instance, I take ibuprofen if I have a headache. If you got a headache, I'm going to boil some leaves or whatever and put them on your head and make you stick your head in the freezer for 5 hours. That's what I'm going to do. That's holistic. You ain't ever got to take no medicine. But notice, you ain't never been sick.
Yeah. Because I got the best immune system in the world.
That's good. I'm glad you feel like that. I'm glad you really do feel like that. Because
mine's better than yours.
I don't know why you feel like that. Now, I don't know why you decided to say
you
something like that.
You got sick like 60 times. I got sick 0 times.
Well, I'm also 29 and you're 9. So, of course, the ratio is a little different.
Yeah.
But you really haven't been sick. I can count.
Yeah.
I can't even count up to 10 how many times that you've been sick since you've been on this earth living. I don't know. You and your dad is like that, though. Your dad never gets sick. Jerome has never had COVID. He's never had the flu. He's never.
I had like 50 different COVID tests and all of them was negative.
I know. And that's good, though. How do you like the testing part of it? Bless you. Now, hold up now. You ain't just going to sneeze after you say some shit like that. Let me get the lights off. Damn. Come on now, ain't no Omicron in here. Jesus, you're just gonna sneeze somehow. I ain't never had a negative COVID test. Like, yo, don't ever sneeze after you say that.
I mean, you mean positive COVID test?
I mean, I ain't never have a positive one. You know what I meant. Boy. If you love me, you'll listen to this commercial, and then we'll be right back.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver. Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen.
Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
So how was the COVID test for you? I remember when they first came out, you was very scared of them going up your nose and you wouldn't even let me do it. But how did it feel? Because I know you get tested at school. So how does that feel?
Weird.
Feels weird.
But when I go to the doctor, I was mad because last time I went to the doctor, the doctor said she wasn't going to stick the thing all the way up my nose. And then she got it, and then she stuck it all the way up there.
You talking about the last time I went, right? The last time I took you to the doctor?
I
wanted to smack the shit out of her. I ain't even going to hold you. She poked the top of your nose so freaking hard. Y'all, listen. Y'all know I don't play about my baby. So he was sick. This was a few weeks ago. It turns out that he had strep throat. He talking about he got the best immune system in the world. Boy, you had strep. Nigga, you had strep. Nigga.
I do.
Whatever, bro. All right, so.
No, but mama, we thought I had strep though. But mama said.
Mama had
called me and said I didn't. I was negative for strep though. My throat just hurt.
No, okay, so that was the rapid test. You had a rapid test. But they sent out a PCR that comes back in 3 days. That's more of a culture test where they detail, like they check more thoroughly. You know, and it came back that it was positive, and then you had to get your amoxicillin and stuff. But the amoxicillin is what you took. The medicine, the pink medicine that you like. So listen, she and then when they did your throat test, she stuck it all the way in the back of your damn throat. You ain't like that either. But I like that. I didn't have a problem with that. When she COVID tested you, I wanted to punch her in both of the back of her necks. Like, cause you know, she had two necks. I wanted to punch her ass right in the back of both.
Yeah, she was just, when I opened my mouth, I was just like, she was just like.
Yeah. You see, that was quick. That was quick. But you be thinking about shit too much. Like, you be thinking about it. Even when I give you your CMOS, baby. Like, and listen, I want y'all to know my baby
take his CMOS every
day. My baby take his CMOS every day. He makes sure he and his CMOS has the elderberry. Everything in it, like, really nice. It's really, really, really good.
I do. But, like, when I had to take the pills, I didn't like them.
Yeah, but that was Theraflu. We thought you had the flu. Remember, I was making you wear your mask around me and everything.
So I took all them pills for nothing?
Yeah, pretty much. But that's why I think we're going to start living holistically, bro. Like, because you ain't going to never have to take another pill ever again. Ever. Yo, don't look at me like that, yo. For real, you ain't never going to have to do it again. Okay, so it's not all bad, you know, surrounding COVID, the whole COVID issue. So you get to stay home a lot. You don't have to go to school. And I'm damn scared to have you around a bunch of group of other kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because this strain out now is highly contagious. It's like one of the milder strains, but it's very contagious. Like, everybody was sick for the holiday. And just thank God that we weren't. You know, we didn't catch it. We were in Chicago. And like you saying, everybody had a mask there. Like, it was really, really locked down. It was crazy. But what do you like best about being home and, you know, not having to go to school and stuff like that? Do you have any positive thoughts about COVID or being home, the fact that you're home more?
Yeah, I like spending more time with my family. Like, I like spending more time with my dog, you, my dad, and my grandmother.
Oh, okay, because I'm waiting for you to say
and I been on a game with the boys a lot.
Okay, with the homies. Okay, what do you play?
So we be playing Madden, Fortnite, NBA,
Okay. 2K. So you and the boys.
Yeah.
Okay, so you ain't been talking to no girls on the phone?
No.
You do be talking to this one girl. All right, bro. I ain't even gonna pester you about it.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of feeling some type of way.
Well.
Because you said, I like hanging with my dog. I like hanging with my grandmother. I like being around my family, my dad, my sisters, my brother. You ain't say nothing about your mom.
I did. I said I like spending time with my dog, you.
Who is you? God damn it. You're supposed to be like, mommy, the best mommy in the world. Like,
no, my grandmother is the best mom in the world.
You said what?
My grandmother is the best mom in the world.
But a couple weeks ago, you were just calling her old. Like, what?
That was you that said that was she you. Was big old. You said she looked like 150.
No, I didn't. Now you lying because she going to listen to this. And I ain't never say she was big old. I ain't put big
That's
in front
what
of
you
it.
Said.
No, I didn't.
Yes, I'm, you did.
Anyway, yes, she is the best mommy, but she ain't your mommy. Who's the best mom? Hmm. Oh, you f***ing trying me. But it's all
I'm
good.
Not.
It's all good. If I ain't the best mommy, it's okay. Trust
you
me.
Is.
Maybe I'll just have another. Not you is. You what? That's how we talk. You is. Not the straight A student sitting across from me talking about you is. I hope your homeroom teacher hear this. You is? I is? Who's the best mommy?
You.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Because I thought I was going to have to go have another baby just so they can grow up and tell me that. Because right now, you're the only child. Would you ever want me to have any more kids?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But your dad already got four others.
Yeah. But they not all boys.
Oh, so you want me to have another boy?
I want all brothers.
You want all brothers. But you got two beautiful little sisters, though.
Yeah. But I still want all brothers, though.
Yo, you really petty, yo. For real. But I just thank God that none of my friends have contracted COVID. Like, I think
But
that-
shorty, you don't even got no friends, though. Oh.
Damn. First of all, now I'm about to really give you 100. Like, stop playing with me, because I do have friends. That's why I said close friends. All right? None of my close friends caught COVID. I got Joey. I got Shayna. I got your father. I got Prince. I got a lot of people who I consider, well, not
that's
a lot, but that's...
People.
All right, yo. All right. Damn, yo. I got Tanya. I got Ray.
6, 7.
All right, yo. You ain't got that many damn friends, neither. You only got friends because of me?
No, I don't.
Oh, no. Yeah. I only got friends because of me. You only got
no,
friends.
No, you only got friends because of me.
No, I don't only have friends because of you, bro. Like, you are my seed. People only like you because you're just a Larry Sun.
No.
What's the first thing they say to you when you walk up in the mall, yo?
Huh?
What's the first thing they say to you when you walk up in the mall?
Hmm?
What is the first thing they say to you when you walk in the mall and they see you?
What you say? What you say?
I said, what's the... Hey, yo! Yo, they be like, yo, that's Jess Alaria's son. Don't they always say that? Mm-mm. Yeah, boy. I gave you your first little show. Little dude, boy. I gave you that. I put you up on Wildin' Out, boy. What you mean? If it wasn't for me,
no,
Nick Cannon
Nick
wouldn't even know you.
Put me on Wildin' Out.
If it wasn't for me, he wouldn't even know who your little bald head tail is. Like, so yeah,
no,
let's
I
not
know
get.
You can't be talking. Because
my hair definitely
you,
grew
bro.
Back, shorty. Because my hairline is definitely your hairline. First of all,
nah,
you-
yeah, let's talk about yours.
Boy, you're double crossed because
no,
your father
you're
has
triple
a
triple cross. You're quadruple cross.
Huh? I don't understand baby talk.
And I don't understand grown up talk.
All right, but listen, real quick, your dad has a wide forehead. I have a long forehead, so your shit long and wide. Boy, don't you ever play.
You I know you can.
Your forehead's so big, you don't have dreams. You have movies. That's an old school joke. Bam, shorty. Boom.
Oh, so you want to get old school?
Yeah, it's something you don't know nothing about.
Yo, you only had 1 year old school, and that was 1999. So, no. I mean, 19.
Womp, womp, womp. Yo, jokes is phony, bro. Yo. What's your race? Tell me, shut up.
No.
Oh, okay. Because I thought for a second you was ready to tell me shut up. I mean, that you say shut up real quick. I was ready to give you 100. Your hair is beady, just like Pam's off Martin. Yeah, it's giving beady beat in the front and the back. You're supposed to have beady beats only in the back. You got them in the front, the back, and the middle. So what is you saying?
Bro, you got them in the front, the middle, the side, the other side, and the back.
Bald head, skittle diddle. Ain't got no hair in the middle.
Egg McMuffin head.
Oh, you stole my joke and tried to use it on
me. Nuh-uh. That was my joke. You stole it.
Anyway, I won this. We're going to end this right here.
No, I won this. We can go one-on-one.
Shorty, what are you talking about? I can beat you in
what you mean?
I can beat you in basketball. I can beat you in catch.
I beat you in football. I can beat you in hockey. I can beat you in volleyball.
You can't even ice skate. You think you about to get out there in hockey?
You can't even skate. You can't even roller skate.
I can definitely. I taught you everything you know, bro.
No, you didn't.
Well, your father didn't. Your grandmother didn't know your grandfather. Me. I taught you everything you know.
No, like, you did not.
I even taught you how to go back and forth with me. That's why your little bald head ass doing it on this couch.
No, I taught you that.
Uh-huh.
That's why you're going back and forth with me. Because you think you better than me.
I am better than you.
No, you're not.
Period.
No, you're not.
And just like that, we're going to end this podcast. Make sure y'all tune in every week. Wednesday, hump day, and then my deepest pan voice. Peace.
Hump day.
Nigga, goodbye.
Drop the mic.
Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.